This is Standing Watch. And now, evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. There is much discussion going on right now. What is going to happen if Britain leaves the EU? And of course, we all understand that the referendum is going to take place in June. And we are not saying here that Britain is actually going to leave now, but we are saying that it is clearly prophesied that Britain is going to leave ultimately. But whether it's now or later, I want to give you a little bit of an overview as to what the climate is, already the present climate is, insofar as the relationship is concerned, between Great Britain and the continental European countries. And I'm going to read to you from an article, an opinion piece by Deutsche Welle, and I know that the British people won't like it. I'm not reading it because I am endorsing it. I'm reading it to show you a little bit the climate, the perspective. And of course, it's written from a continental European standpoint. It was published June the 5th, and the headline was "Deafening Silence from Brussels." And here is what it says. Is it fear of the opponent or a clever tactic? EU leaders have gone missing in the run-up to Britain's EU referendum. At the moment, trips to the disunited kingdom are being avoided like the plague. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker has muzzled himself. The EU is extremely unpopular in the finicky kingdom. Therefore, Juncker's communications strategists have decided that the best course of action is to remain as invisible as possible. It must be said that it is shameful that EU leaders lack the confidence to fight for their own interests. How desperate has the current political culture become when public appearances are now considered provocations? Even those fighting for the truculent Brits to remain in the EU are begging for Europe to refrain from supporting them. British Prime Minister David Cameron prefers to fight it out in televised debates on his own. He is playing the role of the lone superhero that tamed the European monster and wrestled the best possible deal for oppressed Brits out of Brussels' claws. Appearances by the bad boys from Brussels would only confuse this ridiculous narrative. Meanwhile, debates on the unusual island have become so utterly irrational that clear messages from the EU would likely be counterproductive. Facts only serve to get in the way. Nevertheless, it is still rather perplexing that the European Union has decided to duck the debate in a referendum that is specifically about the Union itself. If the British people decide to leave the Union, everyone will say that it was the result of EU inactivity or perhaps overactivity. EU Commission President Juncker has given up trying to understand the logic of the whole debate. He recently told the EU's core members that he doesn't give a blank about criticism of his meddling or disengagement on the issue. The statement smacks of desperation. When the dust settles after the explosion that will be the June 23 referendum, people in Brussels will have to ask themselves if remaining silent was really the right strategy. It is not more forthright to state one's opinion even if it's not asked for. Ultimately, the vote is about the fate of the European Union and not just about one country's domestic interests. One would like to scream, show more courage to the EU's leaders. Make a clear statement. To stand up loud and clear for more Europe is out. Tiptoeing is the order of the day. Even EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker has admitted to silencing himself, something that is very much out of character for him. Is that really the right plan of action to convince Eurosceptics? One who is ashamed of doing the right thing can excite no one. You see, what they say the right thing is. The right thing, according to Deutsche Welle, is of course to keep Britain within the EU. But at the same time, they are afraid that they are so unpopular in Britain that if they would raise a voice, it would be counterproductive. That shows an interesting climate which really can't prevail amongst member states. So the issue of Great Britain, the United Kingdom, leaving the EU will remain, whether it's going to happen now or later. And quite frankly, the Bible clearly states that ultimately it has come to that separation, that the EU will separate from the UK, or the UK will separate from the EU, or the EU will throw out the UK, whatever the case may be. It will be a separation. And the Bible clearly prophesies that. Because ultimately, my friends, it's going to be continental Europe under German leadership, which will dominate that part of the world. And the UK will not be part of it. And so the question should be asked, what if? What if Britain leaves the EU? Who is going to step in, take over? It's interesting that the local asked that very question on June 6, and here is the answer. Frankfurt am Main, that's the very famous German city of Frankfurt. Frankfurt am Main looks like the perfect candidate to become the financial center of the EU if Britain really cuts ties with Brussels after the vote on June 23. The city can point to almost 200 foreign banks with a presence there and 62,500 people, almost a tenth of the population, employed in the banking center and sector. Large numbers of specialist workers, good infrastructure, and not least the strongest national economy in the EU, as well as the European Central Bank, planted firmly in its new headquarters just outside the city center, are sure to provide a certain magnet effect. And then it goes on to say that Frankfurt may well be the EU's capital of financial regulation. And Frankfurt-based stock market operator Deutsche Börse is in the process of merging with a London Stock Exchange company. Many German eyes have turned towards Deutsche Bank, or Deutsche Bank, with its 9,000 workers in London. If we are going to move at all, it would be Frankfurt, the CEO said. The veteran British bank executive has told the Deutsche Bank annual meeting earlier this year that with its strong presence in Frankfurt and London, Deutsche Bank is well positioned to manage the short and long-term effects of a Brexit. Now, here you have it. So who's going to take over, even economically, very clearly, if Brexit should occur? Germany. It is totally in line with biblical prophecy. The Bible tells you that 10 nations or groups of nations in continental Europe under German leadership will emerge. It's going to be excluding the UK. And when that happens, the time is very, very short. We read in the Bible, believe it or not, that we are approaching the final days of this present evil society, this present evil age. We are clearly living in the end times, and the times show us, and the signs show us, that the return of Jesus Christ is near. And you can be very, very thankful for that. In order to get a clearer perspective as to where we are in biblical prophecy and what is prophesied, there are numerous booklets I could offer to you, which we are offering you free of charge, but I give you three which you might want to ask for. One is Germany in Prophecy. Another one is Europe in Prophecy. And the third one is The Fall and Rise of Britain and America. Because as Britain and America fall, Germany and Europe will rise. But this, my friends, is not good news. If you think that I'm telling you that we should be proud and happy as Germans, let's say that Germany will rise, you are awfully mistaken. It's not good news at all. But it's something which is prophesied in the Bible, and you need to understand. So please ask for these free booklets. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.